Good morning, all you lovelies. Oh my God. You know when you have that feeling like you just have to say something? That's kind of what I'm going through right now. I'm just like, so much is pouring out of my soul right now. And I'm just like, get this woman a microphone, you know? That's what I'm doing. I'm like, okay, give myself a microphone. Oh my gosh. I am just really wanting to tap in today to talk about this concept of rebirthing. And it's been a theme that keeps coming up. And I myself have been going through a massive rebirthing once again. And it's such a huge part of our soul's journey and the work that I do with clients. And I really do feel like, in a sense, I am this like mother presence that welcomes women in to be able to facilitate that rebirthing process for themselves, and especially within the context of relationships. And you know, women come to me saying, "Hey, you know, I want to be able to improve my love life. I want to attract that man. I want to rekindle my relationship with my man." But it always comes back down to rekindling that relationship with self, and usually rebirthing ourselves to become newer, more beautiful, and more fully expressed versions of ourself that we've been hiding from really truly being. And so, talking about this concept of rebirthing is just such a beautiful, beautiful thing because in this process of rebirthing, what we're doing is we're truly letting our old identity of self die. And a lot of people refer to this as an ego death. And when we do that, it is really shedding a layer of the way that we used to see ourselves so that we can actually be more fully expressed for men to see us. And so when women come to me and there's something happening in their love life that they're not wanting, usually lack of relationship or patterns of toxic men or patterns of just weird, weird dating things that keep recurring over and over again. To me, that's a complete sign that there is some sort of block, there's some sort of layer, there's some sort of shield around our heart, around your heart, that has been keeping you from being fully, truly expressed in your highest self with men. And the interesting thing about this is, like, we can be fully like expressed as our highest self in other areas of our life while still having the block around being fully expressed with men. So this was like a huge thing for me a long time ago. Like, I remember feeling so confident and so powerful and so just like lit up and like just so on top of my game in every area of my life, like except for relationships, for a really long time. I was like crushing it in the career world. I was, you know, I had an apartment of my own in the city of San Francisco. I had an amazing group of friends. I had this sweet, sexy little car that I would drive. And like, I just felt on top of my game. But yet there was still a massive block in the area of love and relationships. And for the longest time, that was my big block, was realize not even realizing that there was a block around relationships, right? And so I think, you know, I think probably a lot of my listeners too, maybe this is something for you to really uncover and explore for yourself, because a lot of times when we are these powerful women, we look to the world and we say, "Yes, no, I've done it. I've done the work," you know? And if you've listening to me too, you've probably done a lot of work on yourself. And I love that. And I want you to be, you know, doing that work on yourself. But sometimes we hide or we shy away from doing the work on ourselves where it really actually matters and where it really is important. And in the area of relationships, I feel like that one just gets discounted a lot because we don't ever think about needing to work on our relationships. It's like one of these things where we just kind of expect, like, of course, like, I'm just going to be good at relationships. Like, yeah, like, it's not something you have to like go and study. You just do it, you know? And then we do that for, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40, sometimes maybe 50 years of our lives. And then we're like, wait a second. There's some relationships here that are like really not good, or there's some patterns here that I really don't like. And it's in these moments when we have to really like wake up to this realization of like, shit, maybe I don't have it all together. Like, maybe this is actually something that really does need some attention. So, yeah, all that to say, when we do decide that, okay, you know what, I'm ready to shift into a new presence within me for my relationships to flourish, we tend to go through this beautiful birthing process and rebirthing process. And I want to speak to this, and it's so like fresh on my mind right now because I literally have just, I feel like come through another rebirthing within myself. And I am a very, very spiritual person. This is something that I've been, even in the last few months, have been really diving deep into connecting to my highest self and to the self even that is not even here on this physical earth, but that is in the source, in the heavens, connected into universal knowledge and intelligence, and really starting to cultivate that relationship so much more strongly and so much more powerfully. And it is helping me to really tap into this next evolved version and self of me. And so I want to really talk about this rebirthing process, because when we do this, we really do shift our world from the inside out. We can like literally turn our entire world upside down in a good way when we put the intention on fixing the insides first. And actually, you know what? Fixing is too strong of a word, because fixing implies that there's something wrong. There's never anything wrong. You are not, there's nothing wrong with you. There's nothing that needs fixing. It's always just about continuing to pivot and adjust and tweak and sometimes heal from things that weren't good and didn't feel good. But it's always for your highest good and for your biggest enlightenment. Because to me, that's really what we're all here for, right? Our souls are here to evolve and to grow and to expand and to become greater and greater light beings for this planet and whatever that means. Because when we are bigger light beings on this planet, we're able to really tap into our deeper desires. And those deeper desires are what are our missions on this planet to do. And so we have to really take care of the relationship with self and the relationship with the other selves in our world so that we can feel safe to be able to step into that presence to shine on a stronger level. Because we all know, right? Like when something isn't working with relationships, nothing in our life can really flourish or thrive. Like I know for me, although my life was flourishing and thriving, so I thought, like, my brain was so always consumed with this idea of, oh, but my relationships suck, or, oh, I haven't found the one yet, or, oh my gosh, maybe he likes me. Oh my God, what did I do wrong? Oh my God, I'm heartbroken again. Like, that was just where my mind was all the time. It was just this constant running chatter of just like consumed in this world of like, I want to meet my partner. I have so much love to give. I want to feel loved. I want to be able to snuggle with my man. Like, I want all these things. And when we're so attached to wanting all those things, it just really consumes so much of that brain power that when that area is healed in our life, we can do so much more for the world, right? We can really, truly be the most powerful presence for the world. And that's why I'm so goddamn stoked to be doing this work, and that this is my calling for the world, is to help women to continue to open up and expand themselves in this area of relationships and really heal and nurture and thrive in relationships with men so that they can feel fully, fully supported and just nourished and just like lifted up even higher than we can even lift ourselves up to go and do what we need to do for the world. Right? It's like total Maslow's hierarchy of needs. And so when you get to this point of you've got the basics covered, you got the job covered, and now you're getting into the relationship space, this is where I live. So let's really talk about this rebirthing. So if you've done self-development work on yourself in the past, like you've probably experienced this before. It's like this, it's like a cycle. And I want to speak to this cycle so that you can know that no matter where you are in your journey on this path of growth, it's all good and it's all important and it's all a huge part of the journey. So it's really important to not reject maybe the parts that aren't so fun, just trying to speed to the next part, because we can't. It's all a part of the process. And the more we try to resist it, the longer it's going to take to get through it and to the other side. So really what it starts with is a desire, right? A desire and a contrast. So something in your experience is making you realize like, ooh, there's a contrast here. I don't like where I'm at and I want to be over there. Or I like where I'm at and I want to continue to evolve to become a better, higher, you know, version of myself over there. So this could be around money and rent, but I'm going to talk about relationships. So I'm at this place either with my man or with dating or being single, and you know what, it works for me, it's okay, but I would really like to be over here. And with that contrast, literally, it's like a stretching. It's a stretching and it's a shooting off of a desire over into there. So then there becomes this just really big discord within your soul, where part of your soul is here in the present moment, in this reality, recognizing, okay, I'm here, this is my reality. And there's another part of your soul that's now shooting off into the future, being like, that's where I want to be. That's what I want. That's where I like my happiest self is, right? And so in this stretching, that's usually when it first starts at this like, this doesn't feel good. Oh God. And it starts to be, you know, the mind chatter comes in, the inner critic starts coming in, starting to like kind of cut you down and say like, God, why are you here? You should be over there. What's wrong with you? Right? Then we move into this place of like, okay, I need to do something about this. I either need to get help or I need to read some books or I need to take a course or I need to figure out something to help me shift through this. So maybe then we get into hiring a coach or we take a seminar or we, read some books that really help us to deepen into our thoughts. Or maybe we go into a deep meditation practice and we start to sift out some of the things that have been blocking us. And in that process, like that can take a long time or that can take a really short time, but it's really about how you really choose to embrace this resistance and this contrast and these deeper blocks. And sometimes it really helps to have someone to be able to reflect back to you so that you can actually see what are the things that you can't see, right? Because it's really hard to see what your blocks are when you can't see them yourself. Because if you saw them yourself, they wouldn't be blocks, right? So I know for me, you know, sometimes I've hired coaches around this and other times it's just, it comes up in themes in my life. And this is where I'm just like thanking the universe, thanking God so much. I'm like, thank you, God, for helping me to start to see these themes. And when you don't see the themes in your life, I mean, the universe is always showing up to show you the themes, to show you what you need to see, but we're not always aware or keen or in tune enough to be able to actually see it show up as a theme. Sometimes if you don't listen to it, it's going to smack you upside the head and it's going to get stronger and stronger and louder and louder. So hopefully you can catch these themes before it gets to like really insane, bad, traumatic things that happen in your life. And I know people that have had that happen where it was like, it just kind of kept getting, it was kind of like this background noise for a long time and it wasn't addressed until it got to be like really, really challenging things in their life and ended up like having really deep things happen in their life that just completely tore them apart and made them surrender into like and letting go of all this. But hopefully you can catch these themes early or have a mentor, have a coach help you see these themes and these blocks. But you recognize there's a theme and it always comes back to a theme and a pattern. So sometimes let's like say for me, like there was this feeling of like feeling unsafe. And I was like, huh, this is so weird. Like, why is it that I'm feeling unsafe? And when you start to really dive into that and ask those deeper questions, that's when really, things get heavy, right? Things get heavy in this birthing process where you are no longer attached to your old self, but you're no longer in the new self either. And you're just in this just weird, icky underworld, I call it, like the underworld of the crazy deep emotions. And everything feels turned upside down. You are questioning everything. You are not knowing which way is up, which way is down. It feels dark. It just feels heavy. It feels like a really icky place to be. And this is such a beautiful healing part of this journey of rebirthing. And you can think about it as like going back into the womb, of the universe and completely dissolving what was not serving you so that you can really start to strengthen and rebuild into things that are going to serve you as you move forward. And once again, this is sometimes really scary to do on your own if you're not used to this or you're not comfortable with this. So like, I've got you, girl. If this is something you're needing support with, like, let me know because I'm so confident and I've done this so many times within myself and with clients that I know how to really facilitate this kind of rebirthing process. So you're in this underworld place, and this is usually when we just feel the worst. We feel the shittiest about ourselves. We feel like all that power, all that confidence that we had, maybe just a few weeks ago, maybe just a few days ago, is now just gone. And I completely feel this place because it sucks. It really, really, really sucks. especially when we attach so much of our identity to confidence and to being powerful and to being this like rock star badass kind of woman in the world. When we're in that negative, deep, dark, well, I say negative, but it's not really a negative thing at all, but that just not good feeling place within ourselves, it can really shake us to the core. But that's what needs to happen, because what it's doing is, like I said, it's an ego death. It's dissolving these parts of our identity that we were holding on to that made us show up in the way that we did in the past. And this is a good thing, because we need to release these parts of ourselves or just adjust them and shift them so that we can actually start moving into new versions of ourselves, right? So then once we were able to really get out of that contraction space, out of that literally just like tight, tight space, we can start to feel the breakdown and then the breakthrough. And it always is. It's always like this. It's a breakdown and then it's a breakthrough. And it can feel very much like a birthing, like you are being squeezed out of a birthing channel and out back into the world from a new space. And how beautiful is that? That we can actually see this happening as we're going through it, and to be able to love ourselves through it. Whew. Oh, that's another topic for another day. But really, honestly, honoring this process and just honoring ourselves as we go through this process, because it's not for the light of heart. But when we go through it and we're able to actually come out the other side, I mean, it's definitely a very delicate place, and it takes a very supportive space to be able to feel comfortable to even move through this space. And so I really do encourage you that if any of you are going through this kind of rebirthing process right now, like, give yourself so much compassion, so much grace, so much love, and ensure that you are setting the proper boundaries and the proper just like safety container for yourself within your home environment, you know, like giving yourself so much like alone time to just process all the feelings without having someone in your space being like, what's wrong with you? Why are you feeling this way? And trying to explain something that you can't explain yet, you know, because it's not something you can explain when you're going through it. You have to just give yourself the alone space to go through it. Then on the other side, then you can come back to those people and say, hey, sorry, I was kind of like MIA for a few weeks, but I really was going through a massive soul rebirthing, right? So giving yourself tons and tons of space in this process, also giving yourself a really nurturing environment to be in, you know, creating that oasis of a space. I know for me, like, I really, really love being in nature. So a lot of times when I'm going through these kinds of rebirthings, I'll spend a lot of time in nature, just walking on the beach, walking in the trees, taking off my shoes, just grounding my feet into the earth. It really helps to just discharge any of that icky, weird energy and really allow for this space to just like move through you, right? So it doesn't get stuck in the cells of your body. Another thing that I really do that really encourages and just helps create like a really nice, homey feeling, safe, homey space is getting an air purifier. Oh, no, I'm sorry, not an air purifier, an essential oil diffuser. I just got one of these for Christmas and I am so in love with it, so in love with it. And I have like eucalyptus oil and lavender oil. And I turn it on every morning, and it literally creates the feeling of like being in a spa in my bedroom. And then I'll light candles and like put on this essential oil diffuser and just sit there in meditation. And it's just like, just breathing in those beautiful essential oils. And there's so much healing with essential oils, and so much research that shows that essential oils just help to like activate the senses and literally open up portals within ourselves. So I highly recommend that as well, to just like continue to just nourish every little aspect of your being as you're going through this kind of soul rebirthing. And then the last part of it is like actually coming through to the other side and starting to get your feet under you again, starting to rebuild back that confidence again, starting to really reshift your self-image for the external world, right? And starting to take some time to really reflect on who is the woman that I really am stepping into being right now. As I release these old fears, as I release these old identities, as I really claim what it is that I want and really step into the having of it, really cultivating those beliefs and that strength in those beliefs and that confidence in those beliefs, that's when you really know that you clicked in, literally like clicked back into place, like a chiropractor clicking you back into alignment into your highest vibration. And it is so beautiful when you actually get into that place, and you know you can feel it. You know when you like sometimes when you like get up and you crack your back and you're like, oh, that feels so good, right? It's the same feeling for your soul. When you really like crack yourself back into alignment with your highest soul, it has that same feeling. And it's just like, oh my God, yes, thank God. Literally, thank God. Thank source, thank universe. Thank you, universe, for helping me facilitate this epic, epic expansion. And when we do that, it's amazing how quickly things can shift back into our into our external world. And I'm like I said, like for my own self, like I've been really exploring my identity, my self-image, and I remember just like clicking into this new identity, and within one day I had like three women coming to me being like, I'm ready to work with you. And it's like, whoa, okay, interesting. Yes. When I'm really clicking in, things shift and women notice and men notice. Men definitely notice. I have another experience, like when I really clicked into this identity of, you know, my feminine essence and becoming more of this goddess presence for men and for my future man, like literally within a week, the man that I had my eye on, the man that is now my fiance, literally went from like friend zoning me for 2 years, where we were both just like totally friends, just co-working or working in the same office together, to him like reaching out and being like, hey, like I'd love to take you out sometime. And it was just like, whoa, that was so quick. So it's all so energetic. And I just want to like reassure you that if you ever have any questions about this, I've got you. And just trust this beautiful magic. And it's hard to even like put words to it, right? That's why I'm trying to put words to this, so that you can actually start to feel more confident in this being a true like reality that happens. And it's not just for me. I see this happen over and over and over and over again. And I've gone through so many of these experiences within my own life. So yeah, I just want to share that with you today and encourage you, if you're going through any sort of soul rebirthing process right now, to just love on yourself so much. I'm loving on you so much right now, my dear, because it can be a wild ride and it can really rock you to your core. And especially if you're feeling alone in this process or feeling like people don't understand you or they don't know what you're going through, like I've got you and I completely understand what you're going through. And definitely reach out to me, because like I want to let you know you are so supported and you are so loved, and all of your angels are just shining so much light onto you right now and just loving you through this process so much. And if this is something that you have yet to experience, but it's something you're very curious about experiencing, and you know that you've been stuck in this area of your life and relationships for a long time, and you're ready for a change and you're starting to shoot off that desire, but you can't get past the phase of like the inner critic and those voices just tearing you down and staying stuck in that part, like I want to let you know too, like I've got you and I can help facilitate this beautiful rebirthing process for you. And that is just such a beautiful, beautiful gift that you can give yourself, giving yourself this experience of birthing and rebirthing your soul. Because that's when we truly expand, right? And that's when we make massive shifts in our external world. And it's so crazy, because I was even just like meditating 2 days ago, and I've been accessing these like incredible trance states when I get into meditation now. It's been something I've been practicing for a very, very long time. And so I can get into these like truly like cosmic portals. And I was in one of these cosmic portals where I was literally just like asking my angels, what do I need to see right now? What do I need to know right now? What do I need to be able to like sink into? And they literally took me on this journey of helping me to see exactly what was happening within me at this moment in the last few weeks when I've been having this massive soul rebirthing. And it's hard to describe, because it was all just like in my mind and in my soul and in this higher space. But I literally felt and saw myself going through this dark, dark, dark channel that was very confusing and very uncomfortable, but I knew that it was a channel that I needed to keep following. And as I kept following it, like I came out into this, like just like it felt like these, it was weird, but like fleshy doors. And I know that sounds really strange and weird, but like fleshy doors. And immediately I was like, oh my God, fleshy doors. Like this is the womb. Like this is the, this is the vagina, this is the birthing canal of the universe. And then I like chose, I'm like, okay, I'm ready to open the doors and I'm ready to like step out into the world. And I stepped out through the doors and was just in this floating place there for a long time, just in this meditation. And this is not guided, by the way. This is just completely me just sitting here in silence, just experiencing this come through me. And then I'm sitting there kind of just like floating and seeing where I just came from and then seeing like the earth down below me and recognizing that I'm in this like floaty space of like, okay, where do I go now? And in that moment, I chose to step down and move forward back onto the earth and into back into this body that I have. And it was so epic and so beautiful. And that's where I was just like, I need to speak this to my ladies because you ladies need to know that this is so real. This is so, so real. And I'm not some crazy person and I'm like completely sober. Like this is just, this is truth. This is truth pouring through me. So yeah, honoring this process for you, honoring this process within me, and just once again reminding you there is so much love. There's so much love. I'm just surrounding you in just this vessel of light and love. And just take so much time to love yourself through this and just breathe through this because you are so worthy of going through this and you are so worthy of having everything that it is that you want. And I'm here for you, my dear. I'm so here for you and I'm sending you so much love today. So take a big deep breath. Let all of this land within your soul and then get excited because what this is epic. And there is nothing better than this feeling when you come out the other side. And I am just so excited. So definitely let me know as you go through these journeys, like tag me on Instagram, send me a message, make a little video, send it to me, email me. Like I want to know. I want to know what your experience has been when you do soul rebirthing and we can really share and relish in this together. So that's all for now, babe. Talk with you next time. Thanks for tuning in to another amazing episode of the Relax Into Love podcast. If you are loving what you're hearing, please, I would love for you to write me a heartfelt review. It means so much for the success of this podcast. And honestly, I love hearing what really hits home for your soul and the feedback. Really, I read every piece of it. So definitely pop me a love note and share this with a friend. Share this with someone who you know could really use this message today. And let's keep spreading the love. Until next time.